right, folks, welcome back to another 2023 Catch-Up Review. Fell behind in some movies, as we've said in all these episodes that we're doing reviews, but you know, we're trying to catch up. This one we're doing right now is one that came out earlier this year, and it's been on a lot of critics' top lists. It's very indie. It's an A24 film called Past Lives, and I got a chance to finally check it out and just wanted to give my thoughts on it. Have you heard of this one, Dave?
Yeah, in fact, I saw the trailer in this one. I saw the Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie that I forget the name of it now, which I really liked.
Yeah.
Christ, I shouldn't have said anything. But yes, I saw the trailer to this. I thought it looked interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the trailer, you know, it was interesting to me. But yeah, I mean, a lot of critics, again, I try not to go by what critics say because I'm a critic myself and I want to, you know, judge for myself if a movie is good. But when you see a film like this that everyone's talking about, you want to check it out. It's very indie. Again, it's, you know, one of my pretentious films that, you know, I watch, and, you know, an A24 film was in my number one last year because I'm so pretentious. But
yeah, you do have the pretentious streak. Yeah, I think that was part of our almost famous I've graduated past pretension, and I'm just now comfortable with what I like and not what. Whereas you're more into your own pretension.
Maybe that's just what I like. Yeah, I'm into what I like, which is pretentious things, and that in itself is pretentious. Real quick, I just want to just so you guys get a sense of what this movie is, I'll just read the IMDb synopsis real quick. Nora and Hi-Sung, two deeply connected childhood friends, are arrested apart after Nora's family emigrates from South Korea. 20 years later, they are reunited for one fateful week as they confront notions of love and destiny. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's not a coming-of-age tale, and it's not a love story per se, because these two are just old childhood friends who... It's almost like a Harry Met Sally in a way, because they keep not running into each other, but they keep connecting at different points in each other's lives. At one point, you know, they're talking after not talking since they were like 12 years old. They're talking via Skype because she's in America, he's in South Korea still, and they're talking for months, and then they just kind of fall apart and she ends up being married, and then he visits New York 12 years after that, and they spend time together. And it's interesting because, again, it's not a love story, because I mean, she's married, he's just got out of a relationship, but it's definitely touches on, like the synopsis says, destiny and fate and things like that.
So the past, you don't want to spoil, because I saw the trailer. I thought it was a really compelling trailer. And by the way, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus movie was You Hurt My Feelings. Which I really liked. My immediate rejection. Okay. So I saw the trailer and I thought, this looks awesome. But I also had something else saying, is the guy going to be cucked because he's married, and is she going to just go to her real true love is? So that was my sort of conflict seeing the trailer. Now, I don't want you to tell me the answer to that, but that was my like kind of objection to the trailer, even though it seemed really, really emotional and cool.
That's where the movie is borderline to me, because and again, that's not even a spoiler, because you'll see what happens. Because I had the exact same feelings as I was watching it, because I, you know, related to her husband a lot. I mean, because he's saying things like, you know, what if we never met that day and you ended up with him? Like, he's, you know, a successful man, and, you know, I'm just a writer here in New York, and, you know, you relate to her husband a lot. But he's very he's likable, which I like that they made him likable and not this like jerk, like, oh yeah, he deserves to be cheated on, or you know, that kind of
thing. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
It's so much.
Yeah.
But where they make it like an easy choice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. So like, it's like they make him so likable and he's so understanding of her feelings, and, But even the guy that she reconnects with, and again, I'm not saying they did anything romantic or anything. You know, obviously that thought's going to enter your head, so I'm not going to give any spoilers on what actually happens. But the guy, you know, she meets up with, who's from South Korea, he's likable too, you know. So the, it's like it, you feel the dilemma, you feel the thing. But yeah, I mean, the whole, like you said, the cuck thing, like that it's interesting. Like it's just like, it's about, you know, what if we, our paths took us this way, you know, the one day, like one choice can, you know, totally change your life. But are you going to sit back and dwell on that? Are you going to, or just move on? Like sometimes you have to just accept it and, you know, that's it. I mean, it's very well done. It's again, I don't want to get into it and, you know, give anything away. It's very well done. It's very
and exploring the idea of destiny as well. Yeah.
Exploring the idea of destiny. And, you know, they have some Korean, like, I want to say proverbs, but whatever you want to call it, like sayings, and they explain those sayings about past lives. And,
I see.
You know, maybe in 8,000 years, we, you know, we'll be
when
back
as Napoleon. These two,
yeah, exactly. Like that type of stuff. So it's a very interesting concept. It's,
So that they're like somehow like spirits, connected spirits. Yeah, is that what that is?
Not that they believe in it, but that they're just talking about reincarnation, okay, like type thing. Like, you know, maybe in a past life we were this, and maybe in our future life we'll be this. So yeah, I mean, it touches. It's very smart in that way. It's a very well shot. There's a lot of cool shots of New York. It's heavy subtitle movie. A lot of Korean in the movie. It's probably mostly subtitles.
How well are you on Korean?
Well, if there's subtitles, I'm 100% reading it. But no, it's again, I'm a little, it's a little iffy because it's like, it's like, oh, what if I could have been with this person? You know?
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. And it's just like,
melodrama?
No melodrama. I don't know. I feel like I'm doing a bad job of explaining it.
There's a party that liked what it was, but at the same time doesn't.
Yeah, like it's. I'm torn on it. Like I'm torn on the message of it. I get the metaphor and all this, like, you know, about past lives, like what, you know, one road could have led to something else and things like that. Like I get all that. There's just certain aspects that I'm torn on. Especially the ending, the last scene, I'm torn on.
So like you could be like, if you're like quote unquote destiny was to do this one thing, but somehow you were derailed from doing that thing, and then you're forced to like reevaluate that reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So to sort speak. Of. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those movies where it's just a feeling more than a plot slash.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's artsy for sure. I mean, it takes its time, and you know, it's a lot of no speaking and just shots of different things. But I think if you are into indies, and A24 is usually always knockout for me, home run, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got good stuff for indies. Yeah. You got it. I mean, should people watch it or not?
Yes. Again, if you're a fan, if you enjoy indies, and enjoy, things that are ambiguous. I mean, it's not a straightforward plot or anything. Like it's not a, necessarily a movie that gives you resolution, you know, that type of thing, if that makes sense. But yeah, it's worth a watch for avid movie fans, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
satisfy that pretentious nature in you.
It's very pretentious. it's for the pretentious at heart. But
no, yeah. the trailer was really cool. That was my only apprehension, was the cuck thing. And then after that, I feel like now I kind of maybe want to check it out, see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Because the trailer was incredible.
I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the ending and things like that. And yeah. Check it out so I can hear your thoughts, please.
Great.
And give us your thoughts, folks, at BlockbusterCast on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that's Past Lives. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode.